Once again, welcome to another segment of Reclaiming History with Lavonia Mallory. I am in a very special place, Nine Pins, located in Albany, New York, right down on Broadway. I have a very special guest. I'm going to have him introduce himself and tell us a little bit about this very special place.
Hi, I'm Joshua Whalen. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Nine Pin Cider. Thank you so much for stopping by today and learning a little bit about our business, our history, and our family. This is a family business, so very excited to show you all what it's all about.
So you make cider. Is it hard cider?
It is hard cider. It does have alcohol in it. It is fermented. What we do is we actually source 100% local apples from New York State farmers, going in line with our mission, which is to support New York agriculture by producing quality craft ciders using all local New York State apples and fruit. And what we do is we actually get fresh pressed juice from New York State orchards, ferment that into a delicious, yet alcoholic hard cider, and package it up, and people around the capital region in New York State really seem to enjoy it.
So what is your most popular cider?
That would have to be our signature. So those are the green cans that you're going to see out in the marketplace, kind of that classic nine-pin green that everybody's sort of accustomed to. It started out just, we didn't even have a name for it. Just our flagship cider was, that's what we were calling it. But it sort of became our brand and our identity of that off-dry, crisp, almost Prosecco-like hard cider that, and then when people would be out, and they would order, nine pin at a restaurant, that's the cider that they would expect. And so we ended up adopting the name, this our signature cider.
So nine pin, does nine pin have some significance? The name is unusual. I think of bowling when I think of nine pin.
Well, you're actually not too far off from sort of the origin of where we got our name. We are located right at the top of the Hudson Valley, and we source the majority of our apples from Smascott Orchards, which is located in Kinderhook, New York, right in the heart of the Hudson Valley in Columbia County. And a very amazing Hudson Valley sort of folklore legend is the story of Rip Van Winkle, which was a story written by Washington Irving, one of New York's greatest authors. And the story is that the story of Rip Van Winkle is about a guy named Rip Van Winkle, and he's hiking in the Hudson Valley, and I'm going to tell you a very abridged version of this story.
Okay.
But anyways, he hears he's hiking in the Hudson Valley, he hears a thunder in the distance, and he follows that noise, and what he stumbles upon is actually the ghost of Henry Hudson's soldiers playing the Dutch form of bowling, which is nine pins. And so he partakes in this game of nine pins with these ghosts, and starts drinking out of this keg of a magical elixir. Now, we took a little bit of some liberties and
okay,
changed the magical elixir to have it be hard cider because, back in colonial times, what else would it be? I mean, hard cider is a very pre-revolutionary colonial American drink. Rip Van Winkle drinks so much that he ends up falling asleep under a tree and has such a bad hangover that he sleeps for 20 years, misses the entire American Revolution, wakes up as an old man, and, goes back to his town and nobody knows who he is. And anyways, one of our taglines is be revolutionary, consider the apple.
Okay. I like this story. And, I love the atmosphere here. The mural on the wall there, it looks like it's a mouth biting down on a giant green apple.
That's our cider monster.
Okay.
So when we first moved into this building, where we're standing actually is the original tasting room. These windows didn't used to be here. It actually just used to be this small room. And on the other side right here, where our patio is now, was just a loading dock with just basically big white walls. And we had a friend who was a graphic artist, and he, just took one look at the wall and was like, do you mind if I paint, mind if I do some art on it? And we were like, yeah, go for it. What do we care? Mm-hmm. So he ended up making this amazing mural of basically a monster biting on that apple. And we called it the Cider Monster. And actually we do an event every year called the Nine Pin Pressing Party, where we actually press a record-setting amount of varieties of apples into one monster hard cider blend. Not many people know this, but New York State actually cultivates the most diverse varieties in terms of number of varieties of apples than any other state in the country.
I believe that.
Washington State has us beat a little bit in terms of the actual gallonage produced, but we have the most diverse variety of apples, which actually is incredible for hard cider makers because it allows us more complexity and more choices in what we can use to, ferment into our hard ciders and just making the cider a little bit more complex.
Well, with all that complexity of apples, how much expertise do you have to make cider? So I know you must be brewing it here on site. So can we take a look at where you actually make the cider?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. So now we're in the heart of it here.
We are in the heart of the cider roaster.
Okay. This is impressive.
Yeah, we'll actually go all the way to the back. So this is our packaging room.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. And this is sort of a staging area. Kind of like we have some barrel-aged stuff going on over
what's
here.
What's the wood for?
Well, we were doing private campfires during the wintertime so people could come to the cidery. Enjoy like basically a private event with their friends and family and still be outside and be warm.
Great.
So we just had to sort of evolve and just basically adapt to the times that we're in, right?
To COVID, yeah.
Yeah. He's had a big day on this truck. This is our main production room. Make sure we're out of Alejandro's way here.
So these look like stainless steel water tanks to me. How tall is that? Like 40 feet tall stainless steel tanks?
I couldn't tell you how tall they are. Actually, I don't actually know that fact. Out of all the number of tours I've ever done in this facility, I don't know this height. What I can tell you, though, is that there is 6,000 gallons of New York pressed apple juice in there.
That. Okay.
6,000 gallons. Now,
wow.
In terms of if you were like a brewer or a winemaker, you might think in terms of barrels. It's a 200-barrel fermenting bright tank.
Okay, and so each tank has a name on it.
Yeah.
Dopey, Sneezy, Bashful, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy, and Doc.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I think so. It's a story when I was a kid.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we kind of named them, they're seven tanks, and obviously they're not, they're anything but dwarfish. As you kind of tell... every single tank in this facility has a name. It's just important to keep track of the, cider that, is fermenting in each tank and, where, certain things are in the aging process or whatnot. So anyways, we took advantage and gave these a really cute, cute name childhood fairy tale.
And so does each tank represent a different flavor of cider or a different consistency? Like, what's the significance of the names? I'm one of those detail people.
Sure. Yeah, well, the names really are just so we can track the cider, right? It's going to change, take the Happy Tank, right?
Yes.
That might actually ferment maybe 10 to 11 batches of cider in 1 year, right?
Wow.
So it's not like we have one happy batch. It's just the tank that we're fermenting the cider in. So there's really a consistency throughout the tanks in terms of the actual cider. Now, we do change it up. Sometimes we'll do, like, our Belgian cider, which is using a different yeast. Typically, we're using a white wine yeast for our hard cider. With our Belgian cider, we use a Belgian Abbey Ale yeast. We've done, like, our rosé in these tanks before. Anything that can kind of fit into a 6,000-gallon batch. But the majority of what we're fermenting in here is going to turn into our signature hard cider, which I has touched on before. But even with our signature cider, it's going to be different really throughout the year because we're going to have access to different variety of apples, say in early September than we are in early November.
So can you tell my listeners your name, the name of your company, and where you're located, and if you have a Facebook page or a website, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. My name is Joshua Whalen, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Ninepin Cider Works. We're located at 929 Broadway in downtown Albany in the Warehouse District. And people can follow us at Ninepin Cider on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And then, of course, you can go to ninepincider.com to check out more. We have an online store where actually we're doing local delivery and shipping right now.
So that's Ninepin.
Ninepincider.